In the name of Jesus. It's no secret that Dr. Luther did have some difficulty with James. And here we are, for three Thursdays, faced with James. And we could recall that the three-year lectionary was basically constructed in Rome. The traditional lectionary had James only twice. Yet, one way or another, we are stuck with James. And a fourth time, too, were it not for the protection afforded us by St. Michael and all angels. Luther, however, did not throw it out. He could not, in any case, tell the Lord what he may not do or say, even if that didn't fit in with the way we figure he ought to do or say. Like it or lump it, we are stuck with James and his account of delivering the words of the Lord. And the Lord does as he does and says what he says, and there it is. Dr. Franzmann did not dodge the challenge, and he did not waste time finding excuses for Dr. Luther or St. James. He studied the text. There it is. Let's listen. Quick to hear. But if anyone says, don't read verses 23 and 24, then they, of course, are the very verses we want to know all about. What is this business of the mirror? As heirs of the Western tradition, we are tempted to start off by making some observations about mirrors and let that control what the text is saying. That is the way to all sorts of allegorizing nonsense, and that would be a departure from James, so gloriously concrete, rocky, so gloriously Sermon of the Mountish. In the way he thinks and says things, in his Gedankenwelt, the use of such a picture or simile is controlled by what that picture or simile is there to serve, to make clear. When Dr. Luther saw that, we were well on the way to having a reformation. The question then is, what is running the mirror? And this we are told straight and clear. He who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty. What does the mirror say? The mirror says, shows what the perfect law of liberty says, shows. Forgetting, that is the problem. The core of the problem is the fact that when the law is speaking, it's the Lord God himself who is speaking. That's how come it's a perfect law and a law of liberty. To be thus before the Lord, before his law, is where the mirror puts us. That is the truth point, coram Deo, God's talking. There are other mirrors whose truths we cannot rely on, as when beauty or ugliness is in the eye of the beholder, some projection of ourselves or self-image, truth is subjective, Kierkegaard. The mirror that tells us who we really are, the mirror speaking the law of God, which is his speaking, does not just show us our face, prosopon, but shows what we are really like, prosopon tes genesios. Check the critical apparatus and Kittel. The law which runs the mirror is the perfect law, the law of liberty, the holy law of the Lord God himself, by which he said and made them his own. I am the Lord your God, you are my people. That's what the mirror says, to which there is nothing surer in all the world to say than, you are the Lord our God, we are your people. The only other alternative is to say, you are not our God, we are not your people. These are they who go away into forgetfulness and denial, who live as if they had never heard or seen what the Lord said and showed with his law running the mirror. Bereft mirror. This epistle is written to the bereaved 12 tribes of the diaspora. Verses 19 and 25 are the Simeon section about hearing, Shammai. Verse 26 brings us to Levi, the cultus, and so to chapel. Chapel is a mirror worked by the Lord, for here the Lord has his words mirrored out to you from outside ourselves, who you are, how it is with you before God. The mirror says, as it says, his perfect law, the law of liberty. To forget is to return into the slaveries from which that law delivers us, to return to not your people. The alternative here in James is not between hearing and doing, but between hearing with doing and hearing forgetting not doing. What is heard says how it is, the word of truth. It's with that the Lord made us his own. He brought us forth by the word of truth. His words say and deliver what they say. In James, the delivery is to the 12 tribes of the diaspora. They live in a continuity with the Old Testament, which has not been mucked up by Judaizers. You can read about that in Galatians. Sometimes you are in need of Galatians and sometimes of James. Today, willy-nilly, James. In both, it's Coram Deo and what the Lord says. The way of his words is the way of words which do and bestow what they say, and they go on being that sort of words as his words, and so work the doing. To block the doing is by blocking the doing out of the words. Hearing the words not as doing words is not to hear the words as the words of the Lord. That is to forget that it is the Lord who runs his words, which now the mirror delivers. Those to whom James was writing had loads of the words of the Lord, but they emptied them of being the Lord's words, as taken over and run by them. To their great religious satisfaction, we got the pure doctrine by the tail. Some say we got the doing, some say we got the hearing. Paul and James treat different diseases, but toward the same health, and not by opposite diseases. No allopathy, not alternatives, but what lives only together. When next you decide not to come to chapel, you have more important things to do, read Galatians. When next you come to chapel, ponder James, at least for two more Thursdays. Eager for the doing which our Lord's words do, heard as his doing words. Amen.